Hallelujah. For somebody, the blessing Sunday already happened. The service already happened for someone. And I say congratulations in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to the blessing Sunday of the month of April. Above only by the power of the word. And congratulations to everyone who is being drastically and massively impacted by the commanding the day midnight prayers. Hallelujah. Today we are speaking on the subject, the blessing of the word. The blessing of the word. We are literally looking at just the subject, understanding the blessing of the word of God. Understanding the blessing of the word of God. Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the law, the word of the Lord. And in that word, in that law, does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very few things are important to note by way of introduction. Number one, that we serve a blessed God who is a God of blessing. We serve a blessed God who is a God of the blessing. There is nothing about God that is cursed. There is nothing about God that is not blessed. When you get true scriptures, you will keep on seeing, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. No wonder in Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28, and God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And God blessed them. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 1, again, where we read, place it back. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. God bless them, because God carries the blessing. A person can only give what he has. I believe this will be 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 47. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Talking about God. And exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. We serve a blessed God who is a God of the blessing. Number two, the blessing of God is a mandate of creation. When God created man, he didn't create man with the curse. He created man with the blessing. The blessing of God is a mandate of creation. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28. And God blessed them. The blessing of God is a mandate of creation. Number three, to be connected to God is to be positioned for the blessing. To be connected to God in covenant, to be connected to God as a child of God, is to be positioned for the blessing. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. And finally, by way of note, number four, the blessing of God is packaged through his word. The blessing of God is packaged through his word. That is what we are here to experience today, is packaged through his word. We saw already in Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 3, he said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. They read it, they hear it, they keep the things inside. No devil can stop them from being blessed. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Making progress further. How does the word of God bring about the blessing of God? How does the word of God bring about the blessing of God? I'm going to look at three things here, and then three in the next service. Number one, true meditation or meditating on the word. The process of meditation on the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Through meditating on the word, through the process of meditation. Meditation is the process of thought transformation, or the process of thought engagement. Thought engagement with ideas or principles. You engage the thought with ideas, valuable ideas, valuable principles. The objective of meditation is mental transformation. The aim of meditation is a change of mindset. That is, allow my word to change your mind. You won't be stranded. Allow my word to change your thinking. You won't be a failure. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Observe to do what is written therein. Then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Allow my word to change your way of thinking. You can't be stranded. The aim of meditation is the change of mindset. Number two, through the revelation of the word. Through the revelation of the word. We saw the life of Peter in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 to verse 17. If you started from verse 13, you get the background. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But in your case, who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The moment Simon got to get a revelation of who the master was, and the master is the word, in the beginning was the word was with God, that moment he shifted in the blessing. Blessed art thou. Every light of scripture changes your blessing level. Every light. To arrive at light is to be shifted in the blessing. The revelation of the word. Understanding the word. Insight in the word. Changes your blessing. Changes your level. Changes your blessing. Open my eyes to behold wondrous things out of your book. When your eyes open to behold such wondrous things, your level shifts. Somebody's level is shifting today. If you are a believer, say aloud, amen. Some of the most blessed people I know, blessing in all around, they are deep in what? Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Bishop David Oyedepo. These people, this flat line. Copeland and his wife, they eat word like food on a daily basis, not for preaching. That man has given out like 20-something aeroplanes. There you see stability of life. You are not talking of marital crisis. Blessing all round. These are people married for 50-something years, close to 60 years, without crisis. Hallelujah. Revelation of the word. Through meditating in the word, through the revelation of the word. And number three, through compliance with divine instruction. True compliance. Summary of that is true obedience. Everywhere there is an obedient man, you will experience the faithful God. In Deuteronomy chapter 22, chapter 28, verse 1 all the way to verse 2, he said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. If you will obey, if you will obey, if you will agree to obey. And that obedience will provoke the next verse. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If you will obey, if you will obey. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 48, 18 and 19. He said, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then will your peace have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. What's happening? I'm looking to the next verse, 19, shifted backward. Thy seed also would have been as the sand, and your offspring as the of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. I would have exploded you, expanded you, if only you hearkened to the voice of the Lord your God. You travel into the world of the blessing in the vehicle of obedience. Say it again. You travel into the world of the blessing in the vehicle of obedience. Disobedience is foundation for dryness. Psalm 68, verse 6. God sets the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Rebellion, disobedience, is foundation for dryness. A young man saw me the other day in the office. He said, I picked him up in a Area 1 church. And when he described what I said and how I picked him up, he denied it. I remembered. And I said, you haven't family background, terrible, all manner of things. You are struggling for this and that. You're asking God, why, Lord? And he was, I think he was speaking in tongues, and I was hearing what he was saying. And I translated it to him right there. I said, God is about to change your story. Be faithful. Be committed. Be faithful. Be committed. He said, God changed his story, but he was not faithful. That came to him verbatim there. God is changing your story. Just ensure that you do what you are meant to do. He came with his wife. His wife said, me, I'm faithful, but he, no. God changed his life from his family. Businesses came, money came, millions came. As ordinary as it is to honor God with what is his, he couldn't. Until he nosedived back and then stepped into the negative debt. Everywhere you see struggle, there is rebellion around the corner. Listen to this. Either there is an instruction, you are not aware you need to obey, or there is an instruction you know you fail to obey. Every time. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. For as long as he is the one leading me, I must walk in beside still waters. If he is the one leading me, I must lie down in green pastures. Somebody say aloud, amen. Very, very briefly, before we step forward this morning, what are those things that I need to obey? What are scriptural injunctions whose obedience will bring about the blessing? Number one, upright living. Living uprightly. Not living crookedly. Upright living. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. We read it already. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, the upright. Not the unrighteous, not the ungodly. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. Obey that instruction. And then we already read Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Upright living. Uprightness is the way of blessedness. Living with a conscience that is tidy. Tidy. A conscience that is tidy, that is clear, clean. Living with the consciousness that there is a God in heaven who watches. Upright living. I heard a story of a man. He was made big by God. For as long as he was little, he stood in the church as usher. He did everything. He was correct. He was just doing everything. The kind of person that hangs around his pastor all the time. And is just there. Protocol or something. So he became a billionaire. Millionaire. Has plane. His own plane. Then he began to stray. And to stray, to become more acceptable to social life, to the club of people that are in such realm, began to stray. Women, even occult. He told his wife, can you just agree to die? Anything you want, I will give you if you will agree to die. Wife said, if I die, all the things you will give me, what will I do with it? That man dropped from up like that. All the way down. Crashed. Now struggling to locate commercial flight. It is possible for man to mock man, but you can't mock God. If you forget the God who made you, you forfeit your making. Upright living. Anything God cannot give you, you don't need. Where God can't take you, don't go. Upright living means the avoidance of crooked dealings. Crooked dealings. Crooked financial dealings. No matter how attractive it looks or sounds. You say, this type of business is not for me. This is not the kind of business I'm looking for. Upright living. Number two is kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. God is not a user of people. He is a raiser of people. God is not looking for who to use. He's looking for who to raise. When Jesus came to talk to Peter while they were fishing, he said, follow me and I will make you. I will make you. God is not looking for who to mock. He's looking for who to make. Is God speaking to somebody? Say loud, amen. He's looking for who to make. When some of us began to squander our youth on God, some people thought we're wasting our time, wasting our lives. While others were night clubbing or doing this or that, you just, at a very young age, 3 days dry fasting at age 11. Stray like little children will stray. And then return back full blast, age 18. And has been on the journey. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is where the waste brought us. Kingdom service. What I plead with people is, if you use all your energy in this world to live for yourself, what will you tell God when you meet him? That is the energy of your life. It is good to try to attempt to serve God when you are 85. But the energy left at that time is minimal. God places premium value on youthful energy. Not that you should regret if you don't repent on time. But when you are able, anywhere you God meets you, donate him your life. You won't regret it. One young lady met me and she said, I have kept myself all these years. Secondary school, I didn't do anything. Graduated, went to university, I didn't do anything. I am clean. No man. Yet all those who were just rough girls, they are married now. Some have children. Does it mean I'm wasting my time? I said, no. You didn't waste your time. Look at me. I didn't waste my time. Look at my wife. We also followed God from early. God will change your story. And I gave her a prophetic word. Rapidly, God located her. Rapidly, she got married. Rapidly, she traveled with her husband to 5 countries within 1 week. God is not looking for who to use. Determine not to live your life for yourself. To live for self is to live for less. But when you live beyond yourself, you live beyond your time. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. When we were growing up, donated ourselves to God in the university days. One young man said, they are saying Jesus is the answer. What is the question? He laughed about everything. He just so sarcastic. The question is the question of eternity. The question is the question of life on earth. That man wasted his life, drunkenness life, till his 50s, expired out of this world. Nothing. No wife. Nothing. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I will waste my life on you again and again
I'll waste my life on you again and again. Thank you, Lord.
God is a rewarder. He's not looking for who to use. He's looking for who to raise. And you begin that with soul winning assignment. Your friends, your loved ones, your neighbor, your classmate, I have my classmates will be worshiping with me in the second service this morning. That is secondary school. And we'll be in service together. I'll be ministering to them at the end of the service for those who are not yet born again. I have two classmates. One is a minister in this commission and has been here for 26 years. It's one of the first fruits of this altar. Another one is they are almost 25 years. All those who know you, all those who are connected to you, in what way have you served God by impacting their lives? Is a determinant of what God can do with your life. Listen, there is nothing we have in this world that will go down with us. The only thing that will go with us into eternity is the mark we have made. The mark we have made. The mark we have made. The mark we have made for eternity. Don't waste your life. Ensure that your life counts for eternal purpose. Kingdom service number 3 is honoring God with our resources. Living uprightly, living in kingdom service, honoring God with our resources. Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. He said, then so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Your barns will be filled with plenty. Your presses will burst out with new wine. He says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. The tithe is not a doctrine of the church. It's not an Old Testament law. It existed. It's not even an issue of the law of Moses. It's predated them. It is coming before God and say, you are the owner of my life and the owner of all that I have. Out of all that you are giving me continually, I can actually tell you that tithe is minimum. That 10% is the minimum that anybody can do. Some of us left that realm that is called tithe longest time. I traveled to America some time ago. What came my way, I believe that all of it went back to God. There was a time something came my way, plenty zeros in foreign currency. What happened? That wasn't tight. That was literally 100%. It went all the way back. You can put pressure on kindergartens on the matter of tight. But really matured people, you are way beyond that. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody told me this year that he wants to give like $1 billion this year towards evangelism and 250 per quarter. And he said, I have told God, just see me. $1 million per quarter. 250 billion naira per quarter for crusade work. You see, I have told God, what do I need money for? Give it to me and prove me. And God has given him, and he proved God, and severally fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus must we pass from this earth and its toil, only remembered for what we have done. What we deposit we made in eternity is what will count. Houses we built on earth will not count. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. And so, if you are able and you are determined to honor God, able and determined, Lord, I am going to honor you with my life. I am going to honor you with my resources. I am going to honor you with my substance. Beloved, you won't be able to escape the blessing that will come your way. Number four is being a blessing to the world. And I put a clause, especially the less privileged. Being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. God told Abraham, he said, I'll bless you and you shall be a blessing. Genesis 12:2-3, he said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Somebody say a loud amen. God is only going to bless blessers. People who are willing to be blessings to their generation. They are the ones that can attract the blessing of God. In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9, scripture that is well known to us, Proverbs 22 and in verse 9, he said, he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed. That is, the generous man shall be blessed. Why? Because he giveth his bread to the poor. Make the poor a part of your schedule. Being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 13. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. The poor is not a disturbance, it's an opportunity. The less privileged, they are not a disturbance. Being a blessing to your world, that includes being a blessing to everyone that is coming here, especially the household of faith. Now we are doing food ministration every Sunday, every Sunday. I don't know if you have the clip of last Sunday. Every single Sunday to people who are unable to know what to go and eat at home, especially in this economy. Every Sunday. That's an opportunity to say, church, this is my contribution to this feeding every Sunday. This is my part. This is my seed. This is my blessing. Hallelujah. When we went for Kaduna Crusade, you saw the massive crowd there. Not a dime of offering was taken on that crusade ground. The food distribution was done at the church premises. Food distribution was done on the campus for the students. Deputy Vice Chancellor was elated. Confessed that she joined commanding the day midnight prayer as well. It's a new day for somebody. Stretch out your two hands. I declare today, season of scarcity and season of shortage is over in your life forever. Season of scarcity, season of shortage is over in your life forever. The Lord empower you. To fulfill his purpose. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, is walking in faithfulness. That is, faithful to God, faithful in your commitment to the assembly, faithful as a father, faithful to your family, faithful to your place of work. Not that they are paying you salary and you are not doing the work for which you have been paid. Being of a reliable character. Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 20. The Bible said, the faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Hallelujah. Are you faithful? Are you reliable? Like Joseph, where Potiphar kept everything under his hand and nothing was missing? When was the last time you had a transaction and everything was safe under your custody? It will determine the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Living uprightly, living in kingdom service, honoring God with your resources, being a blessing to your world generally. There is a dimension of this that we don't talk about for the sake of misunderstanding. But when you bless the blessed, when you bless a carrier of the blessing, a carrier of oil, a carrier of grace, God told Abraham, I will bless him who bless you. I have already blessed you. But anybody blessing you that is adding to your success, I will add to his success. And I will curse him. I learned that 20 something years ago. I see the massiveness of God's hand and oil on my father in the Lord. And I release the blessing. Connect it on a monthly basis for 20 something donkey years. It works like fire. We don't talk about it. So that people don't say, he's looking for what I have. Hallelujah. Being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. Finally, walking in faithfulness. It's a new day for somebody. If you are that somebody, you say louder, amen. If you are that somebody, you say louder, amen. If you are that somebody, you stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Loud most shout of amen. Are you blessed this morning or not? Can you lift up your hands and begin to appreciate the King of Kings? Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Honor him, worship him, glorify him for what you have received this morning. Let's begin. I need some people on the microphone. Lift up your voice. Let's begin like this. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me. This morning. I am grateful. For the release of your word. Thank you, Master. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and praise. Speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands and say after me, we are going to pray this actions one by one. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to live
uprightly.
Uprightly.
Deliver me, Lord,
from every life
of crookedness.
Crookedness.
In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. I receive the grace for upright living. I receive deliverance from crooked living. I receive the grace for upright living. I receive deliverance from crooked living. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace for upright living. I receive deliverance from crooked living. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace,
receive the grace
for kingdom service. In the name of Jesus, I receive that grace
for kingdom service. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, not to waste my life pursuing the ordinary things of this life. The grace to serve you in this kingdom, I receive it now. Lift your hands and lift your voice. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to honor you with my resources, to honor you with my life, to honor you with my resources. I receive that grace, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Grace to honor you, to honor you, to honor you, Lord, to honor you, God. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Lift your hands again and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace to be a blessing to my world, especially the less privileged. I receive that grace to be a blessing to my world. I receive it now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. And finally, Lord, grace to be faithful, grace to be reliable, grace to be dependable. I receive it. Would you lift your voice and your hands and say after me, say, Father, grace to be faithful, grace to be reliable, grace to be dependable. I receive it now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. I receive the grace. Grace to be faithful, grace to be dependable, grace to be reliable. I receive that grace. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has heard and answered us. In Jesus' name.